لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
الله وبركاته. Time is flying by, as you know. We just, you know, it's only 2 months since we finished Ramadan. You know, in no time. Now we are already preparing ourselves for Hajj. And by the way, listen until a Muslim understands the concept of Hajj. You will never appreciate it because so many people think, well, it's a once in a lifetime. You know, either they postpone that or they say, okay, tomorrow we'll do it. Tomorrow and God comes in and on and in and on until finally he would have no chance either because he would run out of funds or he falls sick or whatever. But anyway, Hajj is, we have to keep in our mind that Hajj is a pillar of Islam and very significant pillar of Islam. You know that, what does it mean? Before I proceed, I want you to understand what is the concept of Hajj. What does it mean, Hajj? Well, as we know, Hajj, linguistically speaking, means visitation. Okay? And Hajj, as we know, it started long time ago. When Allah says, or addressed Ibrahim with regards to this, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. And call people to come and perform Hajj. And they would respond to you coming from every corner of the world on lean camels or horses, whatever. In other words, this is an invitation extended to us by the tongue of a prophet and messenger of Allah, Ibrahim. So Ibrahim said, "Oh Allah, how can I make people hear my voice?" He said, "Your duty is to invite them, and our duty is to make them hear." And according to our prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, Ibrahim made that call, every single human being to be or to exist later on, Allah made them hear the invitation and they said, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. In other words, every single human being that Allah foreordained that he would perform Hajj, he listened to the voice of Ibrahim. And he responded by saying, لبيك اللهم لبيك, which means, oh Allah, here I am responding to your invitation or to your call. Now, when we think of it that way, we know that it's our duty as Muslims to perform this pillar of Islam, and we have no choice but to do it. But simply because Allah is so merciful to us, He did not impose this on us every single year. Well, as we know, prayer is imposed on us on a daily basis. We perform 5 daily prayers. And we have no, no choice but to accept that and to perform and not apply whatever commands Allah has already issued to His slaves. And like the rest of the pillars of Islam, now, you find some people actually too busy to perform that. You know, I mean, they of course, physically speaking, physically and financially, they are, they can do that. And yet, they don't do it for one reason or another because they think they're too busy now. As one expressed it saying, well, he asked actually, Sheikh, can I give the money to somebody else to perform it on my behalf? I said, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm quite busy. I can't imagine, you know, when a person saying, oh Allah, I'm too busy to obey your commands. You know what the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, said, the meaning of that a person, if he can afford to perform Hajj, and yet he does not, he's going to end up in hellfire. You know, that's why the Prophet, and may Allah exalt his mention, as well as Umar ibn Khattab said, that person who can afford to perform Hajj and yet he does not, let him die as a Christian, let him die as a Jew, it makes no difference whatsoever. You understand the meaning of that. In other words, you have the funds, okay, go ahead and do it. You know, don't postpone it, for God's sake. You know, I mean, listen, you don't know what's going to happen to you in the future. Well, as I said, you know, you might run out of funds, and you might fall sick. Then you would say, oh, I wish I did that. He said, once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime. So never ever postpone it. Well, because you don't know how long you're going to live. Never mind, don't tell me you are young. We have seen so many people actually dying with their children. Dying in their youth. Dying whichever, you know, age they reach. They're going to die. And, well, who's going to perform Hajj on your behalf? You see, think of it. It's your duty to do that. Now remember, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the chance. It is, again, it's once in a lifetime. But that does not mean that you can defer it to some future time. In that future time, you're not sure whether you're going to be around at that time. You see, this is very important. Remember my words. Next time, when you have the chance to perform Hajj, remember these words and do it right away. Okay? Assalamu alaikum.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك